Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back, and we're going to be talking with Vince Vannelli here. I just got a big notice from the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and this is from Laura D'Onofrio. I'll be flying out Wednesday, so the Wednesday to Friday shows will be all rebroadcast. But I will be doing some video when I get back after Sunday, the 17th, updating my lecture, and I want people to understand this, is you can't really transform people, and I've learned this from failing over and over again, by speaking just to their intellect or even their emotions. You have to do a transformative experience where they actually get it. They have to get it in their guts, their soul, I call it. You got to speak to their guts. And you've been doing this a long time, Vince Vannelli, USA Prepares. You've been on this network for many years. You've spoken elsewhere. Your show is broadcast over at RBN. And you and I have both been dramatically massive and catastrophically galactic level failures at getting people transformed to realize that their ass is on fire and they won't take out the fire extinguisher. And today we're going to talk about how to keep your home warm. For 2 years, North Korea could strike us with an EMP weapon or a nuke. I'm the primary whistleblower on Venezuela's intention to have us nuked from the south, because the first set of missiles was put in Cuba by Russia back in the 1960s. Those missiles were in place until the late 1980s, and when they followed the Soviet Union. They later put missiles in Nicaragua, and then the latest is a lot more missiles and subs in the Orinoco River, and I had three sources of information. Natural, open source, classified source, which none of you out there in the open media or the so-called alternative broadcasters has access to, and supernatural, because God has given me the gift of remote sight. And I've told them that's why Venezuela is on the no-fly list that introduced by the Supreme Court and Donald Trump. Venezuela is on there with North Korea and these other six Muslim nations because they have a ton of nukes aimed at our belly from the south.
You sure carpool gas?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So people have to understand this, that the hour is extremely late. And I don't want them to understand, if I was going to make a really scary short movie, I'd call it the fourth day, because by that time the dog is barking, the water's been turned down because the sewage is already backing up in their homes because they have backup power for water treatment but not for sewage treatment. So every city in the Western world, including New Zealand, Australia, Europe, and America, and Canada, will have sewage backing up, so they have to reduce water in all the towns and cities. People don't have enough fuel to keep their homes warm in the winter. They don't have enough fuel to even cook their food. They don't have. They don't realize how close we are to absolute catastrophe. In fact, you know, they talk about being thrown back to the Stone Age. No, no. The Stone Age will be like the Sandals Resort to compare to what's coming. What's coming, as the Bible has said, is the worst time that mankind will ever face, ever in human history, on this planet or anywhere else. And it's all by design because of ignorance of people that don't want to accept not the logic and not the emotion, but the truth of what's coming. It has to be gut-wrenching. It has to be what I call a karate kick to the center of their spirit and soul to tell them, you're not waking up. you're not even doing the simplest things to prep to realize how incompetent you are. You can't even cook food. So let's talk about how to heat with wood.
One of our instructors in the morning broadcast, his name is Rich Sheban. Rich Sheban used to live in New York City. He was a pharmacomafia rep. And
that's good. Pharmacomafia, that's good. That's, I'm gonna steal that. Pharmacomafia, that's good.
Well, that that came from Norm Shuley, Dr. Norm Shuley. But Rich Sheban lives in a cabin in Montana, and he has a wood stove. It's in his kitchen, and he heats his hot water for bathing in it. He heats his meals in it, cooks, you know, in the oven. And so he uses wood to heat in Montana. Pretty cold
right
there. And that's what he does. He's off the grid. And if there's an EMP, it won't affect him at all, except for if he needs to go to the store and buy some supplies. He hunts. He hunts with a bow and arrow. He doesn't need to be reloaded. You know, he could lose arrows here and there. But so he lives off the grid, and it's a great lifestyle. But it's not free. It's not free. And when we talk about heating with wood, we do that here at our farm in Missouri. We don't cut trees down just for firewood. If limbs fall down, trees die, then we cut them up and we put them in the firebox. But, you know, you would think that maybe heating with wood is a really inexpensive way to go. It is after you have the system in place. But before that, it's an expensive way to go because the equipment is not cheap. That's just one of the things I wanted to share.
You mean to have it, in other words, to have not only cooked food, but also have a heater that will displace it to a water tank that keeps warm water.
His, I believe his kitchen stove, which does not use any gas or electricity at all, probably cost him close to $7,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's basic. I mean, no computer controls. No, if you want to make something warmer, you have to add more fuel, more wood, more air. You have to control it manually.
Yeah, you have to manually buffer it so you get the right air fuel mixture. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a simple system. You know, cooking a meal, you've got to heat up the cast iron wood stove, in his case. Now, in our case, we use propane for our cooking purposes.
Right.
But for heating the house and heating hot water, we use wood. And it's an interesting, when people think about heating with wood, they think, well, you know, I'll just get a couple logs, split them, you know, have an axe, no big deal, you know, it doesn't use much wood. That's not the case. Heating with wood uses an enormous amount of wood.
Right.
It uses about seven cords of wood a year.
Wow. Now, by the way, if everybody else decided to do what he did, the woods would be stripped. This is like the people, I was watching the movie Jericho, which you recommended I watch. And there weren't any bunnies or deer left because in areas that didn't have radiation, everybody had culled from the nature, and nature didn't exist anymore.
You know, that's exactly right. And you know, Jericho is it's a series you can watch on Netflix right now.
Right.
You could even buy the DVD series. Well, I think it's quite accurate, and I'll tell you why. The mayor, Mayor Green, in the series, was in a tree stand, and he was there for a long time.
Right.
And there was no deer in sight.
Right.
Well, in 1959, here, right in our neck of the woods, where I am, our farm, in Missouri, there was a drought. And there were no deer. There were no rabbits. Nothing. No birds. There was nothing to hunt. That exact scenario happened because of a drought. And some might say, well, that was, you know, a natural local disaster, if you will. But the deer population went to zero. And just like the hunters, why do they hunt? Why are they so eager to be there on the first day of opening day of hunting season? Because that's when your chances are best of killing a deer. Well, after the first day, your chances are really diminished. Well, imagine if there were no hunting season and it were open season.
Right.
There'd be nothing left. And that's literally what happened. It was so bad, and this is even hard to believe. It was so bad, as I've been told by the local farmers, that the elderly farmers, they would cut down trees and let their cattle eat the leaves of trees because there was no grass.
Wow.
That's how serious this was. Jericho didn't talk about that because they didn't describe a drought. They just described what would happen with an electromagnetic pulse. But I tried it. There was a tree that we had, a small sapling, and it was in the way. Normally, I don't cut trees down. But this one, I wanted to see what would happen. And we had a drought. We had the same thing, but it was nowhere near to the extent that it was in 1959 in Missouri. So I cut this tree almost all the way through. Oh, it was probably maybe 3 inches in diameter. And I pushed it over, and the cows came over, and they ate the leaves. And within minutes, maybe 30 minutes, there was not a single leaf left on that tree.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's something that's not talked about, right?
Yeah, I know. The dark future awaiting us, people are not prepared, but they're not going to be convinced by logic or emotion. It's going to be a gut-wrenching hit to their soul. That's what's going to wake them up, isn't it?
If you were someone...
With Vince Vannelli. Vince, now let's talk about some of these facts, because people need to start preparing at even simple levels. And if you're not convinced on a logical level, emotional, here in California, in the last 2 days, we've had 64 square miles of California burn to the ground. Beverly Hills in Los Angeles is now on fire. In Bonsall, which is on the other side of the 76 highway, it's on fire. We may have to evacuate here today because of these fires. You have to understand, these are scalar fires caused by not just enemies of America, but our deep state that actually is determined to bring down America. That's why three major superstorms struck the United States and Puerto Rico. People need to start understanding this, is that global government, with the launch of things like Bitcoin, and we talked about this, Bitcoin went up from 12,000 yesterday to 17,000. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin is primarily investors, OPEC and the Saudi Arabia and so on, with quadrillions of dollars. They're getting ready to capture the whole world. And if you don't think this is going to cause a major consternation, we are on the edge, the knife's edge, of a thermonuclear, scalar, and biological war conflict with Iran, Syria, Russia, China, and North Korea. And the Russians and Chinese are doing squat to stop North Korean from targeting Guam or U.S. Allies like Japan. So you're not prepping with even the ability to heat yourself during winter. You might as well just settle the fact that you're not going to die, weeks or months or years later. You're going to die pretty quickly right after the conflict happens. You have to start just, recognizing that you really don't care about yourself or your family, and you're really not going to do anything to prevent your own premature demise. That's just an ugly fact, isn't it?
Yeah. During our morning broadcast today,
right,
I was on with Rich Sheeben. I mentioned him. He's the instructor who lives in this cabin in Montana. Bitcoin, when I talked to him yesterday in the afternoon, Bitcoin was at 14,000. This morning during the broadcast, I interrupted and said, it's at 16,900.
Oh, no.
And then I said, no, it's at 18,399. Then I said, it's 18,464. Then I said, no, it's at 18,592.
See, I'm even wrong my numbers. So my numbers are even out of date. Minutes later, it's going up like a rocket.
Well, during a 5 minute period, it finally hit 19,120. This is how fast things are moving, and let me just assist and put an exclamation point on how important doing it now is. Okay, so there are a number of people who depend on your supplements. They buy the things that you recommend.
Often they just buy it as they need month by month. And honestly, a lot of them need to be buying larger amounts and larger settlements, especially when we have sales, because hell is coming. This is not a funny thing. For example, the reason why, it's not because Trump is a wonderful person. I mean, he's got a personality that's a little bit tough. And he retweets back on stuff he really shouldn't, like this guy, Mr. Ball. He shouldn't be going back and forth with him. He should tweet about things that are positive. Yeah, he's a fighter, but the problem is it's scary because I've heard from my sources that there actually are moves by Obama to not only do a coup, but an actual assassination of him and his entire family. And I got this information this morning that there actually is an active coup. And Obama, against the Logan Act, is actually traveling around as an international representative of the United States in violation of the Logan Act that calls for 20 years in prison. So we're really close to something really bad happening. And people don't get it, do they?
Well, you're right. And the point is, for those who depend on your supplements, they can't say, well, you know, I'll just do it tomorrow. Because,
right.
as you mentioned, there may be a forced evacuation.
Well, so, or bio-world terrorism. There's some guy sitting before his mat in Chicago and decides he's got a message from Allah and the senior member of Al-Qaeda or ISIS, which, by the way, we support. He's just going to get a lyophilized vial in the back of his fridge and get a spray bottle and get in a bus and just stick it out the window and spray or go in a subway, and everybody will start dropping dead like flies. I did simulations with the FBI and CDC in 97 under Reserve Admiral Hughes. And our situation and our war games that we did, we killed everybody. We were massively failure. It was just ridiculous. So we are so vulnerable, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, so one of the things I wanted to mention during this broadcast is there are a number of ways to heat. And,
right.
And some people have heat pumps. Okay, well, that's great. But you can't generally run a heat pump on a generator. Generators aren't usually big enough to do that. So now what do you do? Okay, so you have a propane backup. And that's great because you can fill up that propane tank. But what if you have baseboard heat and electric baseboard? You can't run that either. So some people say, well, I'll just get a wood heater. And they go to the store and they look at these $500 heaters and they see the firebox running and it's no smoke coming out of the chimney. It's great. They use pellets. Well, that's wonderful, except for you have to buy the pellets.
That's funny. That's hilarious, isn't it?
It is. And I've seen stoves.
I got a new term for you. It's hilarious and scary, so it's scaryless.
Well, I've seen...
It's hilarious. In other words, it's scary and hilarious at the same time. So if you don't get it, and this is the thing about humor. Humor is one of the few things that gets through to people's soul, isn't it? When you use dark humor and you make things like a dark joke, and they go, I don't know if I want to believe that now, but it made me laugh, so I think part of my soul thinks it might be plausible. Not just your intellect, okay?
I was at a Mother Earth convention. And it was in Kansas. And I was looking at all these vendors and exhibiting products. And there were these guys selling these wood stoves that use these pellets. And you buy the pellets in a bag, kind of like a big dog food bag, that kind of thing. Well, it really looked intriguing. And people were mesmerized by how much money they were going to save. And it's just false economy because they had to buy the pellets. So if you have an oil burner, like in the Northeast, in the United States, that works great if you have oil. And you can store oil. And I like an oil burner better than I like natural gas. Because if the infrastructure goes down, who's to say that natural gas is going to keep flowing? We just assume that it's going to keep flowing. Well, I would much rather have my own stockpile of oil, fuel oil, than I would be to be connected to a natural gas.
I'll give you an alternative, though. James McKenney, I talked about this wind thing. I've actually got a new invention I'm going to get patented called a spiral wind turbine. And it's a reverse turbine that increases wind speeds. There may be only 5% miles an hour. At the end of the turbine, it might be 50 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it points into the wind, no matter how low the wind pressure is, and it converts the wind to electricity to make hydrogen. And you have a hydrogen adsorption tank, so it's not like the Hindenburg. So wind, hydrogen, and solar hydrogen. And I talked to the company in Northern California that makes the solar hydrogen devices, so they want to have them distributed across the country. And, of course, unfortunately, when these companies get a patent and a bunch of officers, they just want to sell to the big power corp. And it's the same as my niece. She is brilliant, but what they did is they built a system for storing power as compressed air. They store hundreds of thousands of kilowatts of power in these underground tanks, but they don't have it built small for individual homes or even small communities. So as a result, if you could store wind or solar power as compressed air or hydrogen, you'd be all set. You wouldn't need to worry about fuel or cutting down trees. But those are not yet available. We're working on it. We're working on other technologies. In fact, I'm going to try to get someone to start building my what's called wind turbines, and I want to have it generate hydrogen with an adsorbing tank. The adsorbing tanks have components we can buy the pieces. And there's a company, one of the ones we may have on called Solark, that actually uses lithium batteries they make here. I'm a little nervous about batteries made in China, and you mentioned that you've got some of those batteries in China, but they don't necessarily certify all of them. If they defective, you have a hell of a time actually dealing with the company.
Worse than that.
Right. Now, here's the point. I want to have something where it's basically limitless power, either solar or wind. I call it wind hydrogen or solar hydrogen, where it's clean burning fuel to heat and cool, drive and generate electricity, and is stored that way. And if you have it even for, say, a group of, say, 8 or 10 or 20 or 100 homes, you now are, quote, off-grid, because you have to assume the grid's going. And now as they keep pushing, and unfortunately, even during Trump, they haven't got rid of what's called smart grid. The smart grid thing is still coming in. Even though the laws that they pass for smart grid don't certify that these smart grid systems are even safe. In the province of Saskatchewan, they've actually outlawed smart grid and these smart meters because they actually cause fires. They'll actually cause your building, your business, or your home to burn down because they actually can overheat the wiring. Did you know that?
Yeah, and there's something else to think about. You know, the panacea of the electric car, zero pollution, that's a myth because...
They're about to pass it here in California. They're about to pass a law not allowing gasoline cars in California. Do you know that here in California?
Yes.
Communifornia
yes.
is a new term for them.
Yeah.
Because it's a communist state. This frigging state, it drives me nuts.
Yeah. Well, yes, that is the plan, to ban the we'll call it fossil fuel, gasoline and diesel.
The only fossils are these politicians. They're the fossils.
Yeah. Here's the problem. People think that there's no smoke that comes out of the tailpipe out of an electric car. Well, because there is no tailpipe, but the smoke comes out of the generation plant where the electricity is generated, whether it be coal or natural gas or oil, or even worse than that, nuclear. Okay?
Yeah.
The exhaust, if you will, from nuclear power. But here's the problem. The power grid is not capable of supporting all of us who might want to have an electric car if we had them, if we just said, well, just plug them in and charge them. The grid can't support it. So here we have people selling cars that we don't have the capacity to fuel them.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the whole point of what's called smart electricity, is they want to make you push off to peak power. In fact, when they activate it like they did in Europe, and we had Dr. Ole Johansson on a few years ago, they actually shut off your washer and dryer so you can't use them until after peak power at 11 o'clock at night. So instead of a woman going to bed at night, she's doing her laundry at 11.
Doesn't that prove what we just said, that the grid can't support it? Why? Because when you run your washer and dryer using a lot of current, and they have to shift that load to when the typical load is less, you know, when large corporations are, the employees are gone for the day, so the heating and the air conditioning is lower, for example. Well, the bottom line is we have brownouts, rolling brownouts, because we can't supply enough electricity on those very hot or those very cold days, right? That's what happens. So let's just magnify that by endorsing and encouraging electric cars. That'll make it worse.
Yeah, but you know, living in California is like living in a place that's in the sixth ring of Hades. It's not the seventh ring yet, but it's close. It's crazy. Some of the policies, like forced vaccination of kids where their parents are leaving the state because they don't have a kid vaccinated with mercury. And now they want to outlaw gasoline cars. I have a a real nice automobile that has really good mileage. It's a Town and Country minivan. It's got this load. It's got everything, including a tour package to pull the trailers. If they're going to outlaw it, I'm leaving, man. I'm getting fed up with California. It's sickening.
All right. Well, first of all,
and they want to. By the way, they want to leave. You know, they can't afford to leave the United States, even if they invested in Bitcoin, which, by the way, is the nascent form of the mark of the beast. And people say, Dr. Deagle, I'm making money in Bitcoin. You're an idiot, and you're going to suffer for it.
There's no electric tractor that I know of that's viable. It takes a lot. Well, it takes a lot of energy to plow fields. It takes a lot of energy.
You could have a hydrogen tank, which you can just modify the intake to the tank to use in either propane or hydrogen. So if you had a hydrogen adsorb tank on a tractor, it could work fine. That's why I think the ultimate fuel of the future is solar and wind hydrogen. Mm-hmm. Solar and wind hydrogen, that's it. The other thing is tokamak fusion reactors. We've had tokamak reactors for 55 years, and the government wants to hide this in Warehouse 13 because we use them in our interstellar vehicles, including the Aurora that's coming out of service in 2010. And they don't want to tell the people we have interplanetary space fleet. They don't let you know when they have this guy McKinnon. They actually tried to extradite to the United States. They don't want this to get out about the fact of what science we do have that could solve all these problems, or the fact that we're purposely making our power grid vulnerable to international hacking. Some guy in his bedroom basement in Bulgaria can hack in and destroy our power grid. How crazy is that? Mm-hmm. You know, somebody just has a bad attitude and doesn't like the idea that the Trump moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and say, that's it, I'm a hackomaniac, I'm going to take down the U.S. power grid. And he can do it. People don't get that, do they?
How many people have road rage, okay? I mean, they're in their car.
A lot, yeah.
Motorized.
By the way, there's a lot more in Colorado than here in California. Here in California, usually, one good thing about California is they're pretty placid. Maybe it's all the marijuana here. But I can tell you, now there's marijuana in Colorado, so maybe they're placid now, too. But when I lived there, they didn't. And let me tell you, you got road rage combined with black ice over the pathways as I drove back and forth from Colorado Springs to Denver. It was nuts. People in road rage driving 100 miles an hour over black ice over the mountains was so stupid, and I see them spin off the road and die and go over cliffs. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, what I'm relating to is road rage is becoming more and more commonplace.
Right.
And angry drivers are becoming more commonplace. Well, what about when the electric bills keep going up? What if we have electric bill rage?
Okay? I had electric bill rage until last month. For 5 years, I held off switching to LED lights because I knew they were electropolluting because they generate scalar radiation. I found out the magnetic field only pollutes for about a foot and a half. Mm-hmm. And the other you can knock out with the Stetsurizer little plug-ins. You go walk around your house, stick the Stetsurizer thing in, put the plug-ins. And we switched to LED lights. Our power bill dropped almost $1,100 from $1,600 to a little over $400 a month. Mm-hmm. And we're still using the air conditioner. You know, some days it gets hot here. Mm-hmm. So, wow, I mean, our power bill dropped to less than a third of what it was just by putting LED lights in our main house, because it's a big house, all on one level, and we weren't building things, we were just having lights running in our hallways and so on, using up a lot of power.
Well, that's we've done the same thing here at the farmhouse,
right.
And there really is no choice for us. Part of it's economics, and the other part of it is, frankly, there's not enough solar panels installed at this moment to run all the incandescent lights we'd like to run. So we switched the high use ones to what are called retrofit. Is that what you did? Did you use retrofit can lights? Do you have can lights in your house?
Yeah, you just stick them in. Rather than going to a low power grid system, and if you have a new home you're building, you can put low power electrical lines through the house. We talked about this yesterday with Sean. And you can put low power. If you're building, you put lower power lines so that when you put the plug-ins, there's no electropollution because it goes back to the main source where the power step down is in your power panel, not on your ceiling.
Yeah, it's a DC, a direct current.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can do that. As a matter of fact, our kitchen has, I believe, about 15 can lights. And so 15, if we had 100 watt light bulbs in there, if in these can lights or recessed lighting, if you will, that'd be 1500 watts.
Wow.
If we had 50 watt bulbs, which they really don't make, we'd have 750 watts. All right. Well, what we did was we replaced them with LED retrofit lights, and the whole kitchen uses about 150 watts total.
Wow.
Yeah, big drop. One-tenth of what you would.
Well, one-tenth of the electricity to generate just as much light.
Yes.
Or more. I think they're brighter than the old lights.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can put a dimmer on them, and you can control
easily. We got the dimmer ones, yeah. By the way, you have to put a sensorizer on your dimmer because it generates electric pollution, too. And welcome back. So I'm going to get word shortly from my dear wife, Michelle, whether we're going to have to evacuate. But it's all next to us. Already in 2 days, there's 64 square miles of California that have gone up. It's going up like crazy. And with super high winds we have today, we can smell the fires burning up in Los Angeles. So LA is burning. Northern California is burning. Things are nuts. And they're all, by the way, this is not just by chance. It's not foreign powers. It's our deep state actually doing this to us. That's why the deep state didn't turn away these superstorms. And if you think the deep state wants to protect the power grid so lots of Americans won't cannibalize each other, eat their pets like in Venezuela, or eat each other, or die of starvation and dehydration, you're delusional. When our government's evil enough to have elements in it that will actually do 9/11, because 9/11 was not an inside job, I heard one idiot who tried to put the thesis together that 9/11 was an outside job done by Israeli Mossad nuclear division only, and it wasn't us. They're idiots. The CIA runs everything internationally in conjunction with every agency of every intel company on Earth, including China and Russia. You have to understand the deep state is transnational, and they want to reduce the world population. They don't care if after so many months of there's no water or electricity, most of the people in the nations are dead. If you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot, and you're going to suffer for it if you don't believe me. And this is something that's not going to be open to me arguing with you. It's something you have to be like a karate punch to the heart. You have to just accept the fact you're not prepping, and you're going to die. And you're going to die in a vicious death, seeing your family literally shrivel away, die of infection, radiation poisoning, or God knows what, because you're just not taking attention, getting out of the big cities, or starting to think of the idea of if you could invest a few $1,000 with 100 families, you could have a place of refuge away from a city, away from a fault zone, not downwind of a nuclear reactor, and able to grow food and have a perimeter control and be able to be a survival, if you want to call it, village. If you don't realize that this is where we're all going, that we're going to have cities of refuge just like the Old Testament, you're delusional if you think you're rich enough to just buy a chunk of land and save yourself. You're an idiot, and you're going to die an idiot. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree with you, but it's so difficult to get people on board.
They're going to get on board. I'll tell you when they're going to get on board. They're going to get on board when they realize that Kim Jong-un can nuke our power grid right now. Mm-hmm. They're going to get on board when major terrorism happens and they don't realize it's actually like somebody releases a radiological bomb saying a major airport like Hartsfield in Atlanta or the major airports in Chicago. They're going to get on board when they realize maybe parts of the power grid do go down, or we have things like the fires in California that also put in danger the power, the gas lines. See, it's not just a fire you have danger. You can knock out power lines, and you can also hit gas lines, which can cause major problems. People aren't prepared for the cutting off of freeways, the cutting off of gas or power lines. They're not prepared, and they didn't even move these power lines from previously known areas that are dangerous here in California. And we know the fires are being started by scalar weapons. We know that the blocking height in the North Pacific has been there 7 years since Fukushima Daiichi happened. But people don't face this music, do they? And we're not just having external enemies, we've got internal enemies. Look at the rabid media and 58 congressmen now trying to call for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, I didn't say Trump is perfect, but he's our guy fighting against the other bad guys. There's two groups of bad guys. There's the Donald Trump bad guys fighting against their bad guys. And believe me, the bad guys that are globalists want to kill most of us. And people don't get this, do they? They think, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're just delusional. No, you're delusional because you're living in a Pollyanna world where you use crumbs to get back to grandma's house, but you don't realize the wolf loves the taste of crumbs. Wolves love crumbs. Not good.
Let me share something with you. In the last couple of days, I've been interviewed by a magazine in Missouri. And the investigative journalist asked me, he had already interviewed one of our instructors, and he was asked, okay, so who else? Who else is a preparedness-minded person. So our instructor, who he already interviewed, said, well, Finelli. So the interviewer called me, and we talked. And he said to me, so how many people are like you? Do you know? How many around there in this part of Missouri? And I said, there's like three of us. Literally. Now,
right.
we've been having the meetups for years, over 5 years. There's really about three people who are involved, seriously,
wow.
seriously involved in
wow.
preparedness. Three. And he was kind of surprised. So I turned the question to him, and I said, okay, so you've been researching this topic. How many people do you know? And he's a millennial. He's 23. How many people do you know that are prepared for a long-term survival situation? Nobody. Nobody. He doesn't know anybody. Except, you know, the three of us.
Well, I think you made a comment to me off air. I think last time you were on last week, you said, you know, you had one of these guys that I think was a local sheriff or affiliated with local sheriff, and he said, you know, I'm a prepper. I don't want to have to shoot my relatives.
Right.
Golly, man.
True story.
This is so sickening. It's so sickening that people are saying they're grieving. They got their head in their hand saying, I got to shoot my brother-in-law because he won't listen.
Yeah.
He's going to arrive at my place expecting me to keep him alive when I have just enough stuff to keep me and my local family alive. And everybody and their dog's going to show up. In fact, one of the last shows that I saw of Doomsday Preppers, these idiots put a show on saying, hey, we're not going to prep. We're just going to know where the preppers are, and we're going to go get their stuff with guns.
Yeah.
If you don't think the preppers are armed to the teeth and are going to greet you with a hello, let's say hello to Satan, ha-ha, you're going to die on the doorstep, and we have to then find a hole, or we got to find, like you said, this acid stuff to actually burn your bones so we can't find a body.
Well, I know a guy who is a former cop. I guess they would use the term law enforcement for him. And he said to me, I don't need to prep. This is the quote. I got me a gun. That's what you were talking about. And here's
Now, let me explain something to people out there. And I've talked about this with John Morris over at RBN. And he's been a Vietnam Special Forces guy for decades. And we've dialogued back and forth. And I've had other people on. And I have about 15 different technologies. I am an inventor. I'm getting more patents done here now, a whole bunch of patents. I have two of the six that I know are technologies that were taught to me by Special Forces because I was one of their doctors. But if I get really ticked off enough, I've released enough of it already. If you just go to, if you get a membership in our wellness products, you can go down to preparing, and it's already sitting there. It's there. It's already, most of it's already there. I'm going to do a special in videos to explain how to build all the stuff out of your garage or going to a hardware store, and it's a lot more dangerous than guns. I'll give you an example. A ball-bearing accelerated weapon, so I show you how to sipe the ball bearings, and they're 10 times harder than bullets and fly 10 to 20 times faster. They go through a Bearcat or body armor level 3 like it's butter. An EMP weapon, they can knock on anything electronic within a mile if you just aim in a direction. A scalar infrasound weapon, if you hit somebody with it, it'll make them seizure and drop to the ground unconscious. Just in a direction, quarter mile away, bam, they're gone. They won't even know what hit them. All right? People don't understand, we Americans invented pretty well everything. 90% of all patents in the world. That's why we have $200 to $300 billion of hacking by the communist Chinese to try to grab all our ideas, even new ones, and steal them. That's one of the things with reciprocal trade that Donald Trump's trying to deal with Xi. You can't trust these people over there. They're criminals. They shouldn't have military nation status. It's disgusting. Why do you think they're weaponizing these islands in the South China Sea and near the Sea of Japan all the way to the Philippines so they can grab their oil? People need to start grasping. If the government ever gets the itch to try to see if they got a gun and they're going to come to our house, I have a surprise for them, and they're going to die so fast they won't know what hit them.
You have 1 minute for an interesting story?
Go ahead.
Okay, so one of our instructors is a patent holder, and he does investigative research for some of the largest companies in the world. And so one of our companies, the United States, asked him to go figure out what was going on with the counterfeit electronic items that were coming out of China.
Right.
Because they were identical to the real McCoy. They were. So he looked at him with a microscope, the tooling marks, everything was there. It was an exact duplicate. And the knockoff was an exact duplicate. So how do you figure out how they're doing this, how the Chinese are doing it? Well, Here's the answer. So when the U.S. employees that work 9 to 5 over there in China to supervise the factory, they go home. Then the second shift starts up. So out of the same factory, they're making the same product, but it's a knockoff of the original. So the same factory is making the same product without the brand name of the U.S. company.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff. How do you fight with that? That's the kind of stuff that's going on.
Exactly. That's why between Saudi Arabia and the OPEC nations investing in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, Turkey launched its own cryptocurrency for the whole nation. You have to understand, this is anti-money. It's basically cybernetic credit that's the forward single piece when locked together with biometrics and your ID, your iris retinal scan, your digital fingerprints, your pterygoid bone scan. You have the mark of the beast. And if you idiots out there investing or making buco bucks, you need to realize there's a price to pay, like the devil's gambit for investing in Bitcoin, because the end of it is ugly. If they demand your identity and your IRS tax code and your biometrics in order for you to do transactions in the future, you're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military. Get prepped now or die soon.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.